Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, another original intent that I want to talk about this morning is, well, this original intent of the church that we talked about earlier, or the kingdom of God, of the church. This is the original intent of America. I was reading this book called Being George Washington. His author is Glenn Beck, and he seems to really have a tap in on the news and what's taking place in regards to, you know, information and delving into things. Has this huge research thing going on. But still, with that, you know, our history books are being taken away from us. You know, what actually happened in history? You know, what took place? And so he wrote this book called Being George Washington, and it takes history, but he makes it, he puts, you know, puts you in history itself when you're actually reading it. And it was so, just very encouraging. You get a chance that you want to get it and read it because you just want to know about General George Washington and that, you know, America just didn't just happen. I mean, somebody stood up and said, what's presently happening is not right. You know, they're trying to restrain us from having freedom and living a free life to be able to worship God and to have, you know, a government by the people and for the people, a Republican. So General George Washington, which was the first president eventually, you know, President George Washington, that there came a time, you know, you think about it, you know, Pastor Steve's going to Pennsylvania to plant a VF in Pittsburgh there, and that this battle that I'm talking about right now, the battle that General George Washington was actually fighting was in Pennsylvania. He actually had lost a lot of them. He's lost a lot of battles. He's not, you know, we have all these ideas and concepts and things going on and in our head, but the truth is the truth. And what happened was, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what you lose, it matters. Did you win the right one? Did you win the one that kind of clicked it over, you know, and took it to the next level? And he was at this particular point, and the troops had already, this is original intent of America we're talking about, that it's snowing. These the soldiers, you know, which are more of a Minutemen type, ragtag type clothes, and they weren't paying them well. I mean, they were. I mean, George Washington was making sure they were getting paid, but he had to fight for it. And we'll talk more about that in the future, maybe. But the it was time their 2-year enlistment was up, and they're starting to go back. And he knew that he had the next battle was going to be very, very important as they marched to Trenton, you know, Trenton, New Jersey. And so they were going to march from Pennsylvania up, but he knew that if the troops didn't go with him, then it's not going to happen. Especially when you have all these defeats that happened prior to that. And so he looks at these guys, you know, and one of the letters, was written to, at that particular time, to understand it. This letter was written to about the whole situation at the time. And they're in Pennsylvania. And he says, talking about George Washington's troops, he says, his troops were hungry. They were sick and cold. Many lacked basic clothing. One of Washington's officers described the march to Trenton this way. It is fearfully cold and raw, and a snowstorm is setting in. The wind beats in the faces of the men. It will be a terrible night for the soldiers who have no shoes. We got people licking shoes, Pat.
I know, right?
They're standing in line all night long to buy a piece of rubber fabricated material shoe, and unashamedly in front of the television cameras says, this is what we do. And he took his tongue. He took his tongue and he licked from the base of the sole to the top of the sole. And it says, this is what we do for shoes. But the original intent, that wasn't the original intent. The original intent of our country, in that when it was not yet, you know, they were fighting for it, was the fact that they were willing to fight without shoes, in the snow,
barefoot,
in the snow, and with the concept of not even probably getting paid, and General George Washington was leading them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, how many people are complaining about the people that God is entrusted in your business and what you're doing, not realizing? Listen, if you'll just lead them. If you'll lead right, because these guys were ready to quit. Their time was up. It was time for them to go back. I mean, dude, they didn't have no shoes. It's snowing. And so, and the wind's blowing against their faces, you know, I mean, it's kind of disheartening, you would think about, you know. And so then they go to, and General Washington looks at his troops, and he begins to talk to them. And he begins to encourage them. He begins to paint vision for them. And this is somebody that has, they've lost all these battles, you know, but he's encouraging them for this next battle ahead. And he talks to them and he says, listen, you know, this is what we're fighting for. You forgot the vision. You forgot the purpose, you know. And at that moment, they could have left, but they didn't because George Washington, who we made our first president, and there's a reason why, because there was a hello, he's the man.
Right.
And so he talked these men, these soldiers, into staying barefoot, ragtag clothes, beyond their enlistment, you know, and to march in the snow to Trenton to be able to fight a victorious battle, man.
Wow.
And he had such great leadership, great ability. Listen, when you're looking at your dollar bill and you see George Washington on there, don't let anybody fool you. This is a man that had the utmost integrity. I mean, he practiced the way he sat up. I mean, think about it. You know, he thought about how you present yourself. He was very patient. And so he goes and he fights these battles. And, he had one particular general that fought with him quite often. His name was Benedict Arnold. And they fought together. But you got to understand, one day they were you know, loyal to Great Britain, and one day they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're seeing people transition from, you know, from that, sometimes you never know if they're fully transitioned. We've seen a lot of that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're right? You're like, are you still the British or are you an American? Anyway, so then, and it was his close friend, but he found out down the road that Benedict Arnold had betrayed him. And that's why you hear about saying, you know, when they use the analogy that was like Benedict Arnold, it's called betrayal. Betrayal. And so he had to go through all that disheartening, all that brokenness. It's like, my friend, we fought battles together, successful battles, invested in the thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, he just, you know, Benedict Arnold just betrayed him and went back with the British and did all those different things. And so he had to make a decision.
Wow.
Is he going to go back with the, and of course, if they went back with the British, they would have hung on. They would have beheaded everybody that was standing for what was right. And, America today as we know it, which hadn't yet formed yet. And so he's still holding on to the idea of America. He's still holding on to the idea that that we can have a country of the people and by the people and for the people, and that we can come together not on the battlefield of weapons, but on the battlefield of ideas. And if we can come together and reason and send representation to a government that represents us, that they don't, vice versa type thing going on now, that we can have a country like this, a country of freedom. And so he had to hold on to the idea when nobody was really believing in it much.
All right.
You know, we had 13 colonies that were here. They were all divided. They had their own money, their own currencies. They had their own little worlds going on. There were like 13 really different languages, if you would. But they weren't like different languages, but they just were, you know, I don't have time to worry about your colony because our colony. Yeah. And so they weren't united at all. And so that was the fact to bring them all together. And so he held on to this idea. He held on to this idea. He held on to this vision. He convinced the troops to do that. They marched in. They began to, because of the betrayal, and they had to be careful who they told, they went into and created a – got a couple of his guys. They got together, and he said, you cannot tell anybody outside of this. And they went out to Long Island. This is their plan. We're going to go to Long Island. We're going to set up like our big stoves and have the guys start building things. Like, we're going to fight from there. Right, we're gonna, and the British are gonna look at that and they're gonna think, man, we got these guys. Let's just let them sit, cook for a while, and then we're gonna go there and take them all. At the same time, he was strategizing to come a totally different way to defeat them, and the British fell for it. One man named George Washington was willing to, and he knew what he had to do at the time. He held the vision in his heart, and he held steadfast. He fooled them in thinking the battle was gonna happen. That was just a fake, you know, setup, you know.
Right.
And it's like Fort Pulaski up in Savannah, which was just there to cause people to be fearful of what's going on. But nothing ever happened at that fort. And so then he comes around and he broadsides them, and they win the battle,
you know.
And it's just so cool the things that he did. The George Washington Bridge today, when you go, you're in New York right there, you pass the George Washington every single day, but you don't understand the George Washington Bridge is there because it's called George Washington because he had to come up with an idea to slow down the British there. And the way he did that was he took these long trees, you know, imagine a telephone pole, but a long mm-hmm. tree like that with a sharp tip on it. And he put them on boats all the way across, and it was kind of like sticking out of the boat somewhat. And then he sunk the boats all the way across, so these big spikes are under the ground.
Oh, wow.
And in the bottom of the water, the Hudson. So when the ships were coming in, they started poking holes. At the same time, they're firing cannons off those mountains on the side over there. You can uh-huh. see where the cannons are when you're there. And it's called the George Washington Bridge because this one man stood. And so I want to encourage you, the original tenet of our country, don't forget, this was not just a good idea, you know, that God honored the fight and the decision for this country. And we've been truly blessed, but we got to go back to the original intent. What was the original intent that God, that our founding fathers had for our country that God honored? And he honored the fact that that the man was going to be free, and they're going to be free to worship him, and that the First Amendment in the Constitution, and you know, was the right to worship. And I want to top this off with this, and we'll close the segment out, is that so he all this bloodshed, all this death, all these things that took place that General Washington had to see, all the speeches he had to give to convince his troops, all the promises that Congress made that was all divided, they said that when he goes to get the pay for the troops to pay them for what they did, which is mm-hmm. to fight for our freedom and get our freedom, Congress said we didn't want to pay him. After all of that, I mean, there's so much. I'm just briefing over. After all of that, Congress, that's just like, okay, we can relax. This has been an issue for a long time. But they were all divided, you know. Nobody was really united in the context of the United States of America because there wasn't one currency yet. Mm-hmm. And that's when you're looking at people wanting to get rid of our currency. That's what holds us together. The one language holds us together in the concepts of what we're doing. We can speak multiple languages, but we need to have one national language that holds us together there. And so with that, he didn't lose his cool. So he goes back and he tells his troops, he says, well, they're saying they're not going to pay us. And, of course, they said, because they've just come from massive mm-hmm. bloodshed, let's just go behead them. Let's go kill them. And so he calms them down. This is how awesome this dude is. Mm-hmm. He calms them down. He says, listen, he pulls a letter out of his lapel, and he reads it to them and reminds them that they've committed to this, so let me go back. And so he went back and he began to reason with Congress because he believed that we should have the battlefield of ideas. You have to be able to present your understanding, what your thoughts are, what your vision is, and let people buy into it. And you need to present it precept upon precept, and that mm-hmm. if you can get enough people to understand that, then they will actually vote that way. Well, you had the particular governor of Georgia at that time, which was named after King George, by the way.
Oh, really?
Isn't that something? It wasn't a Georgia peach, it was King George. And he never showed up. He had more people. He wasn't that interested in Congress. It had no power. They couldn't vote for anything outside of him being there because he had so much of, you know, power in regards to the population. Mm-hmm. But George Washington, because here he is, he was willing to get on his horse and go all the way to Georgia to meet the governor of Georgia to begin to talk to him about showing up and convincing him. Long story short, he convinced him to show up. When he got there, he didn't know how it was going to go, but he kept on presenting his eyes. He stayed calm the whole time, and he delivered it, and the troops were paid.
Wow.
How many times would we thrown our hands up and said we would have given up? It's like, what am I doing? This is not. And this man, our first president of the United States, there's nobody like him in America. There's just nobody like him in America. And that we have to remember our original intent, the founding fathers, for example, George Washington. And so when it came time to choose a president for America, it was like a no-brainer. They were like, listen, you know, they realized they owed so much to George Washington that they, you know, there's nobody else but you to be president. And so with that, you know, he became the first president of the United States. But he didn't do it because, hey, I want to be the president. He did it because, mm-hmm. you know, I will serve my country.
Right.
You know, and I just want to have that moment about, you know, George Washington. So when you're looking at your dollar bills, I want you to look and realize that is the man that talked to the barefooted troops who was ready to end their enlistment, that he had to convince them to go to Trenton, only to be able to deal with the betrayal of Benedict Arnold, to be able to create a distraction for the British troops to be able to sink boats, put poles up, to shoot cannons, to be able to stop them in the Hudson out there while he's building a whole other attack plan coming the other way, only to get back to Congress, who sent these troops out in the first place, to tell them that they weren't going to pay him. And he didn't lose his cool. Mm. You know, think about it. He didn't lose his cool. And he gradually convinced them and did what he needed to do based on what he believed in our country. But we got to believe again. Because if we will rise up as a people and begin to be George Washington, mm-hmm. and we'll say, listen, we have a say-so. We can begin to persuade, you know, as believers, people into our value system and realize that this, that those who have, you know, righteous leaders are blessed. But those that have evil leaders, they say that cringe. Remember the sheriff in Jacksonville was telling us about, you know, that's one of the things that he had written on that particular belief. But I just want to encourage you today that – remember George Washington today. Think about that. You know, as a matter of fact, let's be like George Washington. Let's be like George Washington. We'll be right back in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com. Come on.